$13 billion. That's the cost of running the state next year. Governor Sean Parnell approved the state's budget today, and APRN's Alexander Gutierrez reports that he was light with his veto pen.
The governor hardly used any red ink at all. Every veto made to the operating budget had to do with fixing calculation errors, and not a single dollar was trimmed from the capital budget. At the bill signing, Parnell said he didn't need to cut the legislature's spending because lawmakers stayed within the limits that he set out.
Now, given that legislators met my target of dropping spending by over $1 billion, you will see only modest reductions in the budget.
Vetoes can be used as a political weapon of sorts. If a governor doesn't like what a legislature is doing or how it's spending the state's money, then he's got the power to trim the budget. And when Parnell started his term in office, he cut hundreds of millions of dollars. Anchorage Republican Kevin Meyer co-chairs the Senate Finance Committee, and he says he wasn't expecting to see the capital budget make it through the governor's office completely intact.
I'm a little surprised because sometimes there are items that get by us that, we didn't realize, were unconstitutional for one reason or another. And apparently there wasn't any items like that. So, yeah, I think this is very unusual not to have at least something vetoed.
Meyer adds that he wasn't planning for any big vetoes, though. That's because the governor and the legislature's Republican majority were aligned in their priorities this year. Democrats in the minority didn't share that same agenda. Les Guerra serves on the House Finance Committee, and he says there probably would have been a clash if his party had been in charge. He says Democrats are still disappointed that their push to get an increase to the education funding formula didn't go anywhere.
You know, if we had succeeded on getting enough funding in to reverse the fourth year of cuts in a row on education staff across the state, classroom funding across the state, the governor might have vetoed that, but his party joined him in not allowing any classroom funding increase.
The state will be spending a little over $1 billion for K-12 education next year, which is a slight increase. The overall operating budget went up by just 1% over last year. The capital budget was significantly smaller. Last year's was about $3 billion, while this year's was just $2 billion. A good chunk of the money in it is going toward energy projects, like the Susitna-Watonna Hydro Project and the natural gas trucking plan for the interior. In total, the state's overall budget comes out to $1 billion more than last year's. Most of that increase comes from federal spending and from parts of the budget that the legislature can't control. Spending from the state's unrestricted general fund went down by $1 billion, which was part of Parnell's goal to stop the growth of the budget over the next 5 years. In Juneau, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.